Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
eating Weet-Bix.
Yeah, just some morning Bickies.
Although not necessarily. I've had Weet-Bix for lunch. I've had Weet-Bix for dinner before.
It's sad if you're eating Weet-Bix for dinner.
Was a bit sad. That and Nigerin.
Can I say you? I've known you for a long time.
Long time, mate.
You have had Weet-Bix for breakfast, lunch, and dinner multiple times.
All the time. Used to do it all the time when I was a student.
But one of your... Oh, you've done it recently.
Yesterday.
But one of your pet peeves is people who eat lunch before lunch.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you eat breakfast after breakfast.
Yeah, but as long as you still call it by...
So it's a naming thing.
I don't care what... If you want to have cereal for lunch, that's fine.
It's just lunch.
As long as you refer to it as lunch.
So you care less about what the food is and more the time you're eating it.
Correct. No, the time also doesn't bother me. It's just what you refer to it as. So if it's 10:50 and you go, oh, I might have my lunch early. No, you won't. You'll have a late breakfast.
What if you've already had breakfast?
Then you have a second one.
Okay, so what time is it appropriate to call
o'clock.
It lunch?
12 o'clock from then onwards until about 6, and then we move into dinner.
What about dinner at 5? Not dinner?
It's not dinner, mate.
What is it?
Afternoon tea.
Okay.
An afternoon snack.
Late lunch?
Yeah, late lunch, I'll accept.
5 o'clock,
I'll accept.
Late lunch.
Yeah. 6 o'clock onwards is dinner.
What if I start eating at 5:59? Does it become dinner?
That's a great question. And one I haven't thought of until now. And yes, it does. It transforms halfway through.
So I start eating a late lunch.
Yeah. So transforms into dinner. It's like when you stay at a restaurant so long. You know what I mean?
If you have a long lunch
and it turns into dinner. That's fine.
What about we went out without you guys?
That's fine.
To a restaurant you want to go to. Papina.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think we're going to take you there for your...
Yeah, that'd be nice.
2020 dinner we owe you.
Our Christmas lunch for the team.
2021.
But we got there for a late lunch. We got there at 5.
Yeah.
And they were like, when we got there, you got to get out, like, because we have dinner later. We stayed there till close.
Stayed there. Yeah, stayed there.
It was a very long... It was a late lunch that became...
Turned into dinner. Which is okay. So that's your answer to that question. Is that
thank you. No,
it transforms... It's an interesting point. It's like a transformer. Bumblebee.
Megatron.
So there, that answers that question.
I am Optimus Prime.
That was average. I'll be honest, you're normally quite good at voices.
I actually couldn't remember what he sounds like.
I reckon I can do it.
I'm Optimus Prime.
I can't remember what he sounds like.
Autobots, assemble. Autobots, assemble. Autobots, assemble.
You've seen that?
No.
You've never seen Transformers?
No, I haven't seen Transformers.
Say, Autobots assemble.
Autobots assemble.
Now go.
That was quite good. That was quite good. See, that would have been better than half the things on the show today.
That's why we're doing this.
Yeah.
Sorry. Spoilers.
Actually, that was great. That was really, really good.
No. Actually, beat that out, Grace. Something happens on the show. I didn't swear. I didn't say naughty word, but I don't want to spoil it for you.
You don't want to spoil it because you want to listen.
Beat that out, yeah.
There's a big... on the show.
No, I'll beep that in.
No, it could have been anything.
That's every funny to be like, there'll be a big beep on the show.
They call me 30. They call me 24. They call me 12. They call me 73. That's not my age. That's not my age. That's not my age. It's the age game.
Yeah, everybody has an age, Jim. This is where we challenge ourselves to guess how old certain listeners are. Of course, I will ask a few questions. We'll both look in an age. We get it wrong, you win. And producer Grace, the official scorekeeper.
Yeah, I'm adding up the difference between your guesses and our caller's actual age every week. Whoever ends the year with the lowest overall difference in years wins. Of course, Jimmy won last year. Nath won 2020. We had a bit of a rough start to the year last week. Nath was 9 years off. Jimmy was 10 years off. But
yes, there early is blowouts from the boys.
Only 1 year between the two of you.
And that the competition is between us.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But, I mean, it doesn't look great on our guessing abilities for 2022.
Oh, look, I mean, we're just warming up.
Yeah, you're so right. You're so right. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the round one of the AFL, right? There will be 50% of teams will lose.
You're so right. As with most of the rounds.
Every round, half the teams, they lose.
There's always going to be a loser.
Unless there's a draw. That's just annoying.
How boring is a draw? There should never be a draw.
A 1-1 draw in the Premier League.
No, I tell you what's even better. 0-0 in the Premier League.
There was some real cracking.
A good soccer. one of the thrilling games. 13-10-60.
Races.
I've completely switched off.
What's your favourite sport?
Dancing.
Dancing. Can you ever have a draw in dancing? You get scored.
You can tie, yeah.
Mm.
Dancing in the Olympics? No.
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 Oh, like
rhythmic gymnastics.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. That's kind of. And what's the underwater
ice
dancing?
Synchronized swimming.
Synchronized swimming. Underwater
dancing. Synchronized swimming.
Break
should be
dancing
called,
is coming.
Could be, should be called water dancing.
It is water dancing. And I'd watch the hell out of that.
I'd watch the hell out of that.
13, 10, 60. Let us guess your age. Age game is back. It is next. We get it wrong, you win. We'll do it after this on Hit. This morning playing from Oatlands. G'day, Tommy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Going all right, Tommy. What are you up to this morning?
Just on my way to work, mate.
On your way to work.
What do you do for work, Tommy?
I'm a carpenter.
Carpenter.
How long have you been a carpenter for?
2 years, mate.
2 years. You enjoying it?
Yeah, I love it.
That's good.
Full-time carpenter, Tommy, or your apprentice?
Yeah. Apprentice at the moment, mate.
Good on you. Mate, soon you're going to have a license to print absolute money.
Tommy, if I could go back, I'd just learn a trade.
Pick a trade. Everybody listening, pick a trade.
If you want to make money, radio.
No, forget it. If you want to make money, pick a trade. Tommy, what do you like to do on weekends, bro?
Camping.
Whereabouts do you go camping, Tommy?
Anywhere in really in Tassie.
Anywhere. Love that.
Who do you like to go with, Tommy?
Just one of my mates, really.
One of your mates. Got a partner, Tommy?
No.
Single looking to mingle, Tommy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, he's single. He's about to have a license to print money. He will not be single for long.
131060. Give us a call if you want to date Tommy. Yeah. Tommy, what do you reckon if someone was going to date you, what's your best quality?
Yeah, I haven't really got too many of them.
You know what? Being humble. That's what it is, yeah. Tommy. That's what it is.
Humble.
Tommy, what do you like to watch on TV?
Home and Away.
Okay, all right. That kind of vintage. Anything else for Tommy, Jim?
No, I think I'm good.
No, all right. Stay there, Tommy. Try and figure out your age.
We've got Tommy from Oatlands on the phone. He is an apprentice carpenter on the way to work, but he is working full time. He's been doing it for 2 years. On his weekends, he loves going camping anywhere in Taz, with one of his mates. He's currently single, and when we ask him, what's some of your best qualities? He said, I don't have too many of those. But as Nath pointed out, it was just Tommy being humble.
Yep.
His favourite TV show, Home and Away.
Thrown by the Home and Away TV show situation.
Why's that?
Well, just because it seems a bit older than what he is. You know what I mean?
Home and Away. Young people love Home and Away.
Do they?
My girlfriend in high school watched it every night.
Yeah, in high school. And how old are you now? 45.
No, but I'm saying... it's still on.
Yeah, it's still on, but I feel like the vintage that enjoy it have grown up with it.
Young people.
You reckon young people still
know it? No, you know what? I take it back. Everyone loves Home and Away.
Really? You know, I've never watched an episode.
What?
Never watched an episode of Home and Away.
I know what you have watched, though, but we won't go into it.
What? Neighbours?
No, you're a big fan of Home and Away. Tommy from Oatlands.
You Google the right stuff. You can find anything these days.
Huge fan.
We're mucking around, guys.
Having a bit of fun. I'm actually... Yeah, I'm going to go. All right, I've got an age.
All right, I've got an age too. All right, what have you got? Oh, you've gone younger than me. All right, Jimmy's gone 19. Nath has gone 21. 19 plays 21. Now I'm not confident.
Not confident.
All right, Tommy, we'll bring you back, bro. Jimmy has gone 19. Nath has gone 21. We'll start with this. Are any of those ages correct?
Yes.
Oh, the first victory of 2022.
We were just saying before that last week, a bit rough. Nath was off by 9 years and Jimmy was off by 10.
Mm.
But this week, we've turned it around. Much like footy.
Yeah.
50% of teams lose, but Nath, you know what? 50% of teams win.
And we've always said that. It's one of the big mottos of the show. 50% lose, 50% win, like all the listeners of this show. And it's also good because we're both close. So even if whoever doesn't win, it's still only going to be a couple of years. All right, once again, Tommy, Nathan said 21, Jimmy said 19. One of these ages is correct. How old are you, Tommy?
19,
Jim. Well done, you've done it. Well done. Good stuff.
Thank you, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Good stuff. I was just going to say, he's only 19, mate. Good on you for not having a party, man. You got plenty of time.
Tommy. Don't tie yourself down, mate.
Don't tie yourself, mate. Don't even think about that.
Young, wild, and free, Tommy, all right?
10 years, Tommy, all right? You got plenty of time, mate. You earn all that money and you spend it
on
yourself.
Sow your wild oats.
So you are 50, aren't you? Sow your wild oats.
Nath, I want to ask now on 131060, how do you do your Weet-Bix?
Aussie kids are Weet-Bix kids. Aussie kids are Weet-Bix kids.
So many different ways to do them.
So many.
Maybe if you're new to the show or you didn't know, Nate loves his Wheaties.
Huge ambassador for Wheaties.
Every day.
Every single day. I'll go through a packet, a box, like a full-size super box. Probably a week and a half, you reckon? Every week and a half, I'm going through the max family size.
And just quickly, Nate, how do you do your Wheaties?
Very simple. Milk, honey, banana. That's it. Sometimes that's if there's bananas readily available and free in the work kitchen.
Yeah, no bananas at the moment.
No, which means it'll just be Wheat Bix and honey, which is also fine. Sometimes on a really bad day, if I'm out of honey and I've got stashes of honey everywhere. So if I'm out of honey, I go to Katie, who's one of our audio people here, ask her. If she doesn't have any honey, then I'll go to you, Jim.
Your honey.
I need my honey.
You need a bit of sweet.
And if there's no honey, then I'll dabble a bit of sugar. Bit of white sugar.
What type of milk?
Full cream.
Full cream,
yeah. The whole hog.
Getting around it.
Not mugging around it.
Don't put that skim milk in there.
No, nice skim milk.
Well, Nathan, TikToker by the name of Miranda Brady, whose account goes by the name of Clean_Treats. She's in the fitness world.
Okay.
And she's all about making things that taste delicious but are good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So she's dropped a bit of a game changer of a recipe for making Wheat Bix. Let's have a listen to her recipe for cookies and cream Wheat Bix.
How to make this cookies and cream overnight Wheat Bix. Start by crushing 2 Wheat Bix into a bowl, a teaspoon of sweetener, cocoa powder, and half a cup of almond milk. Mix that together and set that aside for the base. Add 160 grams of yogurt, 15 grams of protein powder, and a crushed Oreo to a bowl. Mix it together and spread that over the base. Put 10 grams of chocolate with almond milk to thin, spread that over the top, and place it in the fridge overnight to set. Got 30 grams of protein and 396 calories.
So that was just numbers to me. See, this is the thing. I'm going to say no already.
Too hard. Well,
I don't have time. I don't have time to do that. Too hard. Measuring cups? I don't even own measuring cups. What do you mean? 250 grams of this and 300 grams of... I don't know, mate. I just free pour. Time.
Not for you.
Set
maybe
it aside. You know when she lost me when she said set it aside?
You can't make something.
I don't set stuff aside.
If you make something, you're eating.
I'm making it to eat it there and then. Look, none of this set aside.
You've got to put a bit of protein. They're healthy for you. And what a delicious treat for breakfast.
Great treat.
What about, producer Grace, she's into measuring cups.
You're a treat. Oh, what? No.
What was that?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Any interest in making the cookies and cream Wheat Bix?
Controversial. I don't really like cookies and cream flavour.
Okay. What? Why not?
Wow.
I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
Many things. We don't have time for that.
Fade it down.
Fade it down.
All right, so when I ask on 13 10 60, how do you do Wheat Bix?
Yeah, how do you do
Wheaties? What is the thing that you add? What is it? Is it hot milk? Is it I've been told that people have Vegemite on Wheat Bix.
I've heard that too. My old man, you know this, he does hot water.
He does
hot water Wheat Bix, but no sugar, nothing. No. Just Wheat Bix, hot water.
Absolute psychopath.
That is all he does. I'm pretty sure so does former Australian rugby union captain David Pocock.
Yes. Notorious, just water and Wheat Bix.
Yeah, he comes down to Tassie all the time for the Tarkine.
No milk, no honey.
Water, Wheat Bix.
Just water and
Wheat Bix. I know a lot of people do that. Yeah, which is very odd.
I feel like what are you eating? There's no flavour.
There's nothing. I feel like I'm
just
the classic.
Warm, luggy.
Yeah. I feel like I'm the classic with the milk and the honey situation. Yeah. So
I feel like sugar's popular. On
sugar's a big one.
My grandparents always had sugar.
Yeah, I think sugar's a traditional one. Sam Fisker. Hit 100.9. Jimmy Nate, $1,000 up for grabs with Alpha Bucks. Up next, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Did I ever tell the story about my mate who saw Sam Fisher drinking a really hot coffee?
Yeah, it was too hot for him.
And he just wouldn't admit defeat.
He was like... Remember when you saw Seal having a hot chip?
My favourite celebrity in Canberra was Seal. And he's like 6'6".
He's a big lad.
He's a big guy.
Big boy.
And he was eating fish and chips in Sydney. And he was putting the chippies in his... He's like...
Someone was throwing them to him. He was
like... Not seagull.
Balancing a ball on his... Oh. Let me finish the bit.
We haven't even told people you're in the studio. Like, whose voice is that?
At least let me finish. We were doing a whole thing. We had a whole thing ready. It was balancing a ball. Anyway. Yeah. What's the rule? Let him finish the bit.
No, unless your bit's better.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
We've just asked 13 10 60. How do you do your Wheat Bix?
Are Wheat Bix kids? Aussie kids. Are Wheat Bix kids?
This is after an Aussie TikToker has released a recipe for cookies and cream Wheat Bix, which apparently is good for you.
Yeah.
You've got to put like good things in it, like almond milk and protein.
It's a bit of a lot of measuring and setting aside and eat it the next morning. Forget it.
You can't do.
Won't be doing any
you,
of that.
You eat as you cook.
Eat as I cook, mate. 100%.
Well, we were chatting about, Nath, you earlier. You do your Weet-Bix.
It's normally 8 to 10 Wheaties. It is full cream milk, honey. If I'm lucky, there's some banana in there. Lots of honey.
And, well, another person who loves Weet-Bix is producer Grace.
I don't mind Weet-Bix.
How do you do your Weet-Bix?
I have 3 Weet-Bix and milk.
Yeah, it's pretty cute because she'll come over to me and she goes, if she's out of Weet-Bix, she'll go, can I borrow some Weet-Bix? And I always say yes because she only takes 3.
Sometimes you borrow my Weet-Bix though and I go, oh, I've got none left.
Empty the box. Which is quite rude. Really, if I'm using someone else's, I should probably take max 5.
There's not a fair exchange there.
Yeah,
if Grace is giving you 10 and you're giving her 3.
Yeah, I know. It's not fair, but you know what?
It's all right.
Life's not fair, guys. Life's not fair.
I was going to say we love each other and I'm willing to do that for you, but.
No, we'll go with life's not fair.
Such is life.
Lilla from New Norfolk, how do you do your Wheaties?
How you going, fellas?
Oh, we're good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Well, my son doesn't like standard in 3 in a row in a bowl of milk, sugar and 30 seconds in the microwave. But I have done, ever since I was a kid, just dunk them in a glass of milk or a cup of milk.
Dunk like a biscuit?
Yeah, like the taste is so different. Don't knock it until you try it, fellas.
No, that's the rule of the show, Lilla. Don't knock something until you have a go
at
it.
Absolutely.
And you don't even need the extra, like, half a tin of sugar on it like we used to dump on them as kids.
No, I just put so much sugar on it.
So glass of milk, Lilla, glass of milk, and then you've just got 1 Wheatie and you dunk it in there.
No, I'd go 1 extra than Gracie. I'd do 4 Wheaties, get it right.
Okay, 4. Okay, but what
4
about...
4 Wheaties on the plate, yep.
And what about the dunking into the milk situation? How many are we doing at a time?
Oh, you do only 1 at a time. It's not like a Tim Tam. They don't dissolve that quick.
Can't stack them up and shove them in your mouth.
Oh, look, I don't think my mouth's that big. I'd get locked, if I reckon that happens.
Cindy from Gagebrook. Cindy, how do you have your Wheaties?
I have the smallest amount of sugar on them. Then I put powdered milk. Then I put condensed milk and hot water over top.
You're gonna
need to talk through this one a bit more, Cindy. How does it work?
It's really nice because the powdered milk will go to, like, normal milk.
Yep.
And then you put the condensed milk as, like, a sweetener and it's, really yummy.
Really yummy, okay.
Any reason you don't just do normal milk, Cindy?
No, this one's just so much better. It's just makes the Weet-Bix thicker as well.
Did you come up with this, Cindy, or did someone...
No, ever since I was little, my mum used to do it as well.
Okay. It's a family tradition.
It is a tradition.
Yes, it is. As long as I can remember, all my family does it.
Do you have any kids, Cindy?
I do. I have 5.
Have you tried that with them? Do they like it?
Yes, they love it.
Okay.
Wow.
That's the only way they'll eat Weet-Bix. They won't eat them plain or with anything else.
So would you suggest, Cindy, that, I mean, as the biggest Weet-Bix lover of the show, should Nath give it a go?
You should give it a go, definitely.
Give it a go. So a little bit of sugar, powdered milk and condensed milk.
And condensed milk with a bit of hot water over top.
And how many Wheaties do you do, Cindy?
I'm not a big eater, so maybe 3.
Do you like producer Grace?
Yeah. Well, Grace can't do too many more. She'll get lockjaw. Yeah, let's do it. $1,000 up for grabs. A game as easy as ABC. Letter of the alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct. You take home the 1,000 this morning from Old Beach. Hello, Nikki. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thank you.
How's the morning looking for you, Nick? What are you up to?
Just the usual. Heading to work, daycare drop-off, all that.
Winning $1,000 might make that a little bit better, Nikki.
That'd be heaps better.
Also, daycare not cheap, is it, Nikki?
No.
Definitely not cheap.
So expensive to play with.
$1,000 would just pay for daycare.
For 1 week of daycare.
A couple of days.
I think $1,000 will get me half a day. Which is exciting.
All right, Nikki, let's see what we can do for you. This morning, your letter is J, as in J for Jimmy, okay?
All right.
Yeah, that's what most people say when we say Jimmy. All right.
No offense to Jimmy.
No, it's obviously we've got an Nath fan, right? There's a few of them.
30 second starts the end of the first topic I give you. You can pass, we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Nikki from Old Beach, are you ready to play?
I'll give it a crack.
All right, Nick, your first question, beginning with J, name a kid's toy.
Jenga.
Something sweet.
Pass.
A video game.
Jumanji?
An animal.
Jack Jumper?
Occupation.
juggler?
Jonas Brother.
Pass.
Team in the NBL. Come on, Nick.
Jack Dumbledore.
Yeah, Justin Bieber album. Oh, Nicky.
Oh, that's
been woeful. You can't say Jack Jumper for an animal. And then when we go NBL team, you go,
the first animal that popped into your mind was Jack Jumper.
Oh, it was so bad.
Oh. No, it wasn't actually.
Five
is still good. And we only got through, how many questions did I get through? Seven.
Seven.
I only got through seven questions.
Oh. Didn't get Joe Jonas.
Yeah. So if it was out of seven...
That's pretty good.
You got 5 out of 7, which is pretty good. Which as a percentage is pretty good.
Really should have stumbled on Team of the NBL after we've already said Jack Jumper once. But anyway.
But that's, you know what, Nikki, you're getting $50. All thanks to MyState Bank, the human way to bank, okay?
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Nick.
I mean, how much daycare does $50 get you?
I was just thinking about maybe, I don't know, 20 minutes or something.
That's all right. That's all right. What's your kid's name, Nick?
Jeffrey.
Jeff. Just put
Jeffrey.
Jeff. I love that.
That's a great name.
So that should have been one of the questions. Wait, Jeffrey with a J or a G?
Oh, he's with a G. But if it was a name, I would have said Jeffrey.
Yeah.
I would have given it.
I would have given it. Absolutely. Yeah, Nick, $50 to get you 20 minutes. So try them in on a Sunday or something when you go get a coffee.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Nikki. Another chance to win $1,000 Thursday. Jim, tomorrow the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre's Invasion Day rally will be held online in order to keep supporters safe from COVID. To tell us a little bit more, please welcome from the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre, she's a good friend of the show, it could only be Nala Mansell. Nala!
Yapulingina, thanks for having me.
Nala, we absolutely adore you coming on the show. Thank you so much for finding the time. I know you've got so much going on at the moment.
Doing a bit of media at the moment.
So thank you for finding some time in your super busy day to talk to you boys.
My absolute pleasure, as it always is, to be on the Jimmy and Nate show.
Oh, she read that script perfectly. Yeah.
Give you that $50 later, Nala. Can you, for those that don't know that are listening to the show, can you tell us a bit about the Invasion Day rally and what it's about and also why it's online this year?
Yeah, so the first war that ever took place in Australia began on the 26th of January 1788. As a result of that war, thousands upon thousands of innocent Aboriginal men, women and children here in Lutruwita and right across the country lost their lives while having to defend their land and their families and their way of life. So, you know, as a result of that invasion also, you know, we've seen children stolen from their families, teenage girls were abducted and taken to the islands. So to us, the more we learn about the massacres that took place around Tasmania and the atrocities that happened to our people, it can all kind of be summed up on January 26th. So it's a reminder of when the atrocities began and were committed against our people. So to us, it's a day to remember all those unsung war heroes who lost their lives. It's a day for us to mourn and to pay our respects to our ancestors.
Now, for people listening across Nipaluna now, of course, where we broadcast to, how can they be involved in the Invasion Day rally, the online? Where do they go to be a part of it?
Yeah, so I'd also like to just thank everyone and acknowledge that over the last few years we've gone from having 200 people in our rally to having over 4,000 people join in our rally, our street march and our rally at Parliament Lawn. So it shows that this isn't just an issue for Aboriginal people. A lot of people feel that they can't take part in these celebrations and want to see the date of Australia Day changed. As you were saying, unfortunately, because of the widespread of COVID at the moment, we want to provide a platform for people to be part of the campaign to change the date, but don't want to put people at risk. So this year we'll have a mega online Invasion Day rally. We'll be doing things the way we usually do. We'll have various Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal speakers. We'll be holding a ceremony and that event will be accessible via the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre Facebook page as an online mega event.
Can I ask you, Nala, I mean,
It just makes so much sense to change the date and not celebrate. But I guess what would you like to see the alternative be? Is it a day where we learn about this, we learn about the history? Because I feel like, you know, every time we speak to you, most people don't know about the atrocities that happened, you know, not only here in Lucha Huida, but, you know, elsewhere as well. Is that, I guess, something you'd like to see?
Yeah, for sure. I think that January 26th should be an official day of mourning. So we can, you know, right across the country, we can honour and acknowledge the lives lost in the war that took place right here under our feet, similar to what we do on Anzac and Remembrance Day. I feel like by just changing the date, changing the date will ensure that we're not actually celebrating the invasion of Australia, but by making it an official day of mourning, it gives us an opportunity to educate people about the history of this place that we now all call our home.
Absolutely.
It's not taught in schools. It's a pretty terrible history to learn about, but it is part of our history, and it is one that we need to all know about.
Now, I feel like this is a conversation that we've had several times on the show, and particularly when it comes closer to this date each and every year. How close are we to getting it to either be changed to a day of mourning or to change the date or whatever the answer is? Why hasn't this happened yet?
I feel like we are really close to it happening. I feel like the Invasion Day rallies and gatherings show the best example that I've ever seen of, when normal everyday people come together to fight for what they know is right. These days, the biggest gatherings on January 26th are not the Australia Day celebrations, they're the rallies against them. Mm. It's unfortunate that, I think the Prime Minister is the one who's refusing to take part in the conversation. So he's the one letting us all down. But, you know, we see local councils such as the Flinders Island Council change the date of their festival. Launceston City Council held their citizenship ceremony on the 25th instead of the 26th. Cricket Australia no longer calls it Australia Day. So it just goes to show that it's, it's councils, it's event organisers, and it's your everyday people who are showing true leadership on this issue, and our elected leaders are the ones holding us all down.
No, I saw the article in the Mercury and, some of the awful comments, and I wouldn't encourage people to see them on Facebook. And look, I'll be honest, most comments on Facebook are awful. Mm. But at the end of the day, shouldn't this conversation strictly be between Aboriginal peoples and shouldn't, white people and I guess the people in power, they shouldn't really have anything to say on this?
I don't know. I feel like this issue is just as much of an issue for non-Aboriginal people as what it is for Aboriginal people. Our focus has been on the fact that January 26th should be a day of mourning, and it is a day of mourning for us. And as more people come to learn about why celebrating that date is so offensive, then they will be the ones who want to see it changed. As you say, as an Aboriginal person who speaks openly about our rights, my main motto is never read the comments on Facebook. But, I prefer to focus on the 4,500 people who gave up their public holiday last year and came in to rally with us about changing the date rather than the negative comments that you might read on Facebook.
Well, Nala, can I ask you, as Nathan, as two white guys, we sit here and, we're in positions of privilege. I mean, what else can we do? Like, apart from joining this Invasion Day rally online, like, what are the other things people that Nathan and I can do, but also other people listening to this show?
Look, I think it's the same as anything. When we've known something for so long, it can be hard for people to open their minds up and think differently about something. I think the most important thing is to learn about the massacres that took place here in Lucha Huida, to learn about the names of the Aboriginal warriors who fought and died while having to defend their lands. Have conversations with your friends about why not why celebrating January 26 is offensive. People can select to not take the public holiday and to go to work on that day. You can write letters to the newspapers encouraging conversations on the issue. But I think it's mainly just about talking to people. I don't think most people who do take the day off and have a barbecue with their mates aren't celebrating the atrocities that were committed against Aborigines on that date. So why not change the date so that everyone can celebrate and we can all join in?
Absolutely. Well, Nala, as always, we adore you coming on the show. And I know we said it earlier, but for more info or to join the rally online, we encourage you to do so. Just search Online Invasion Day Rally 2022, Littoral Weta, Tasmania. It is on Facebook. Nala, as always, we appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you all online tomorrow.
Thanks, Nala.
Willika.
Hey, Grace.
Really love it if you didn't do that.
Adele fans were left devastated after her Vegas residency was cancelled due to a COVID outbreak behind the scenes. In an emotional video message to fans over the weekend, Adele sadly revealed that she's been forced to cancel the upcoming shows.
I'm so sorry, but my show ain't ready. We've tried absolutely everything that we can to put it together in time and for it to be good enough for you, but we've been absolutely destroyed by delivery delays and COVID. Half my crew, half my team are down with COVID, they still are. And it's been impossible to finish the show.
Oh, sad Adele. I hate sad Adele.
I know, doesn't it just break your heart? She doesn't deserve to be sad.
Show's
cancelled. She to be happy.
My show's cancelled.
Since that video was released, sneaky sources have told The Sun that apparently...
they are banned? Sneaky sound system.
I got lots of pictures in my head. Adele better not cancel.
Sneaky Sources is here. Performing. Hanging Garden tonight. Go see Sneaky Sources.
$10 entry, guys.
Sneaky Sources. Sneaky Sound Sources have told The Sun that apparently the singer's residency was...
Sorry. Are you doing this on purpose? Sneaky Sound Sisters have told The Sun...
Sources. Sneaky Sound Sources have sun-sold.
How's the assonance?
Assonance is with vowels.
Oh, shut up.
You two, shut up, both of you. Don't say assonance and don't tell me what it is. Oh,
right. Apparently the singer's residency was heading for disaster.
Oh, you're taking the piss now. All I can hear is the...
Before the shows were canned, due to explosive fights...
I can't not hear it now.
..between Adele and set designer...
Are you taking the piss?
Esmeralda. Devlin.
Are you doing this on purpose?
I'm not.
This is a bit.
It's not a bit.
You're doing a bit.
You bloody silly sausage.
Speaking bloody parcel tongue on the show, aren't you?
No.
The Chamber of Secrets have been open after that break. Hey, guys. It's Jimmy and Nath.
Closing time.
Oh, yeah.
One last call for podcasts.
Yeah.
So help me out here, Nath.
No, you got this. You got this, big guy.
All right, I'll do this one and you can do the next one.
No, we're just doing, this is the last one.
No, there's no next one.
This is the end. This is the end of the podcast.
Oh, the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
But we record these little outro thingies.
No, this is live on the podcast every single day.
This is live.
We're live right now.
Live podcast.
Right, closing fine. Time. Nice. This is the end of your podcast. Please share it with your family and friends.
That's good.
See, you're doing the next one.
No.